fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 8th day of May, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We are looking for volunteers who want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it looks like we don't have one this morning, but if you want to be a volunteer to say the Pledge of Allegiance, just let me know, send me an email, put pledge in the subject line. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded pepper tip of the day begins with the following. Learn how to do pressure canning. It's a great way to properly preserve meat, fruits, and vegetables. The best quality pressure canner there is that money can buy, it's made, the brand is All American. It's the only pressure canner I'm aware of that is made so fine that it does not use a gasket. All other pressure canners, to my knowledge, do require a gasket because they don't have the fine machine work that goes into the All American. Are they expensive? Yes. But once you buy that, you never need to buy another pressure canner ever. Moving on from there with the expanded pepper tip, we are accepting orders for Berkey water filters. No, it is not February. If it was February, we would ship them the next day. It's May, which means you may get your shipment in 6 to 8 weeks, but we will accept your orders for Berkey water filters. On Guard, which is the doTERRA proprietary blend duplicating thieves oil used with success during the bubonic plague. Limit 1 bottle per family, 1 bottle per order per month, I guess it is. That is a doTERRA product. And of course, I am a dealer for both doTERRA and Berkey water filters at my website at thelibertyman.com. Friday morning, first hour, we talk about emergency survival communications. And we start these conversations and have everybody join in. We begin with my friend Tom Berryhill, who began a quest more than half a century ago to become quite proficient in anything and everything to do with emergency survival communications, ham radio, electronics in general. Good morning, Tom. Tom, you're on here. Don't hear anything.
I'm here, John. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, we have these conversations every week. I put out an alert on my website. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Have you noticed, Tom, that during this crisis, sometimes you lose track of the days?
Yes, I sure do. One day rolls into the next.
It's yeah, that's simply the way it is. But yeah, I put an alert at my website, and that under the agenda exposed in bright red letters, we have World War III alert. I got information from a friend of mine. I asked him to reach out to people that he's connected to in the military, and he did, and he got a response back. And under World War III alert, it's pretty short. I'll just read it here. And this is my friend's response. Okay, I just got off the phone with a retired brigadier general who goes to the Pentagon on a regular basis, as requested, to give his insight. I've seen his photo when XXX stopped by his house, XXX. He asked, do you really want to know? They will be watching you for me sharing information. I told him, brother, they already are, and they can enjoy the show, laugh out loud. He then told me, what the hell do you think the government has been preparing you for? New paragraph. This war is coming here. China is on the way and positioning themselves. What do you need face masks for? Bombs, dust, etc. The government came out and said we were about to go to war on our soil. People would panic and run to stores, and it would be complete chaos. But if we have you prepare for a virus and stock up on food and masks and first aid, then you're ready for when it happens. We are bringing all the troops home for a fight. They aren't dying of sickness. They need a reason to come back without alerting the public. And my friend Enz was saying the following. I've known him for a long time. He has always told me things way before I've ever seen them on the news. Well, Tom, everybody's got their heads up, all my listeners. Okay. All right. People need to act on this. They need to act on it. They need to do what's right and prepare themselves, prepare their families for the coming war. The first question people ask, and I've learned this over the years, John, when's it going to happen? That happened last night at our meetup, Tom, and my response was the predictable response. I said 3 p.m. tomorrow, which always gets a chuckle, and people want more details. And I tell them following, here's the plan that we're aware of. It may or may not be accurate. It may or may not be true, but the plan that we're aware of is to have where we are right now on the 8th day of May, become civil disorder. And Tom, I can easily see food charges leading to civil disorder, don't you, sir?
Well, it's certainly a possibility, and I'm seeing shortages every time I go to the store, John, and just on many different products that I would normally buy, just not there. So the shortages are here now, so I don't know.
Well, it could. Now, going from where we are now, going to civil disorder, the step after that would be civil war. It won't be North versus South. It won't be one country versus another, which, of course, is not civil war. A civil war can only take place inside a country, not between two countries. Right, Tom?
Yes, that's true.
Right. Well, obviously what happened ending in 1865 was not a civil war because one country was fighting a different country. But I don't want to go and dwell on that. Civil war would be more likely a battle between people in the blue cities and states and the rest of us. If you can conceive such a thing, it's hard to conceive of. So what the communists want is for us to kill each other, to expend our ammunition on each other, to make the United States weaker. And of course, the war has already begun with the Chinese flu, hasn't it, Tom?
Well, it certainly has, yes.
Who would have dreamed that this could happen? These blue state governors are acting as good communists should to wreck our economy, destroy our nation. And it's a very sad thing. Now, our listeners are sitting there thinking, well, what can I do? Well, here's what you can do. There's two skills. If your group is six people or 600, there's two skills that will be in greatest demand and shortest supply: emergency medical treatment skills and ham radio skills. I think you agree with that, wouldn't you, Tom?
I think so. Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, here we are in May. How much time do we have? I hope we have until November. And that may or may not be true. Things are moving far faster than I expected they would. Before the Chinese flu started, I was very confident we had until November. But now, with the Chinese flu and what it's done to our culture, our society, our economy, for some of these states, I believe... one of them I read this morning, I think it was Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to keep the shutdown until the first week of May. I mean, first week of June. You know, Tom, you've been in small business much of your life, all your life, basically. I don't believe you ever worked for a company that ever had more than a dozen employees, did you, sir?
I worked for a company for a short time, John, and I think there was about seven or eight
right.
people.
Right, I knew it was small. I didn't know how small. The point being, half the employment in this country is from small employers, 100 or less employees. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's true.
So many of these small employers, despite the stimulus, despite the things that are being done, they're closing, and they will not be opening up, will they?
No, and I think back to when I had my manufacturing company running, and if this took place back then, it would have easily put us under.
Well, we can't change that. People need to be diligent. They need to find other sources of income. A member of my family is drawing unemployment, which I've been told will run out in about 5 weeks because the entire state where my relative lives will be out of unemployment money. and that's happening nationwide, isn't it, Tom?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, John, I had to pay unemployment insurance to the state. It's like a tax, and the employer pays that, and you have an experience rating. And the more that fund is tapped against your company, the higher rate you pay. So these companies that have been forced to shut down and then their employers started collecting unemployment, it's going to push their experience rating sky high, and these companies are going to have to start paying back at the maximum rate for something they didn't really do. And I just wonder what the backlash of that's going to be. My experience rating was very low, and I paid at one of the lowest rates. It can be quite high, and I don't remember the percentages, and I'm sure it's changed over the years, but I certainly expect to hear about a lot of backlash from employers, small companies that have to start paying back to all the various states to fill those funds again. I don't know how that's going to work out, but it's not going to be good.
No, it won't. Well, many banks, possibly most banks, are telling the people that have mortgages for their homes that they don't need to pay right now, but 2 or 3 months from now they need to pay everything at one time. And most of these people are struggling when they have full employment to make that monthly mortgage payment as it is. And what's going to happen when they have to make three mortgage payments all at the same time, Tom, or four or five?
Well, it's going to be a very difficult situation for most everybody, I think.
How about it'll be an absolute disaster?
Yeah, that's probably about how it's going to be, yes.
Well, hopefully with the lockdown ending in most of the states, ham radio clubs will once again go back to having monthly meetings. People can once again get back to studying for and getting their ham radio license. These ham radios are not nearly as complex as they used to be on one hand. On the other, how to properly use them, how to make use of the correct antennas, what they can do, what they can't do. These are things people cannot and will not learn unless they start going to the local ham radio club and studying for a ham license, will they, Tom?
Yes, that's true. And John, learning the skills to make all this equipment work, even though it's for the most part plug and play, kind of reminds me of I did some work in the broadcast field, and broadcast engineering, I always described it as an FM station as plug and play. Just put up the antenna, plug it into the transmitter, make a few adjustments, and it's finished. On an AM radio station, because of the lower frequencies, there was a considerable amount of adjusting and engineering work that had to be done to get the antenna patterns right and all these different things. It was totally different between an AM and an FM station, the AM being very, very complex. But same thing holds true for ham radio. You get on the air first with a technician class license. You're operating on VHF frequencies. Very simple to do. The antennas just plug in. The length has to be adjusted maybe a little bit. And it's pretty much plug and play. But you get onto the HF frequencies, and now antennas the radios are very sensitive to the antenna length. All of this has to be adjusted just right. There's so much more to pay attention to, and there's just not a lot of time to do this if you're in a rush and have to get something on the air and you postpone getting into this earlier, and now it's down to crunch time and you just don't have time to learn all the different things. And you can gather a lot of this by experience once you get on the air, but right now it's time is kind of in short supply.
You're being very polite, Tom. We don't have time. You know, we've been doing this every week for years. The entree, the portal to learn about the ham community, find your local ham radio club, is ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org. You can find all the ham clubs in the United States. You can get training and educational material at that website, get updates on what's going on in the ham community. It's the beginning point for everything else, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is, and they have a lot of information available from elementary, entry level, all the way up to very detailed scientific and engineering journals that will help you to learn things at the university level if you wish to go that far with it.
Well, it's going to be a mixed bag. People like myself, I'm not interested in talking anywhere except locally. I want to listen worldwide. I got my technician's license in 1994. I've never had any reason to get any other license because I don't have anybody I want to talk to anywhere else except locally, mostly for tactical operations. So that's worked out good for me these past 26 years. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of May. A couple of things here. First of all, yesterday, the Department of Justice dropped all charges against General Mike Flynn. That's really good news. A judge still has to approve it, but that's pretty much a procedural matter. Now the civil suit can begin. He'll end up owning the Department of Justice, and that's the way it should be. Also, my website, we now have the Judy Mekovits movie Plandemic under COVID-19 updates. It's only 25 minutes. You really need to watch that. And we got a call on hold here, Tom. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Tom. Let me get away from the barn here. Too much third-party participation here. John, I agree with you so far as local communications and what have you with your tech license. However, you live in a rural area, same as I do. We get pretty dependent on repeaters. And when those repeaters go down, it gets awfully quiet on VHF, UHF. And they're nice, don't get me wrong. A group that commute back and forth, hour and a half to work one way, and it makes your day, morning and evening, go up better, afternoons and what have you. But the HF is where it's going to I think Tom, you can disagree or agree with me, is going to be very important if we ever get into a serious grid down situation, even for local communications. And that's what I'm struggling with, trying to get a lot of things in place. Tom, I'd like to have your opinion on just random linked wire antennas versus dipoles and different types of HF antennas. You touched a very interesting subject for me this morning. I've been struggling trying to get some stuff in place and figure out how to make it work at optimum efficiency. And so far, I've got a big fat F on it. But anyway, I'll hang up and listen to your comments and input, Tom and John. Thanks for taking my call and have a good weekend.
Okay.
Well, thank Jerry, you, before okay. he hangs up, what antenna?
Go ahead.
What do you have set up right now?
Well, I've got only an in-fed, they call it an 8010 wire. It's resident or supposed to be, and it's pretty resident up on the an 80 meter frequency, 75, 80, and 40. But as get to the, I guess you call it the higher frequencies, I get it bass accurate. But anyway, when I start getting down in the tens and the 10 meter and what have you, the SWRs and what have you just goes through the roof. And I've got a tuner. Of course, I just got it recently, so I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know how well a tuner works with a resident wire antenna anyway.
What kind of tuner do you have hooked up to that?
Well, it's one of those a three-letter word.
Okay.
Well, you know, it's a crapshoot. I didn't have a lot of money to put into it, but I've got one that's supposed to tune 60 through 160. And, I mean, 6 through 160. And there's a learning curve on that, I'm finding out. It just it's definitely not a plug and play on those tuners if it's manual.
No, it's not. It's not. I could
describe. And I shied away from auto tuner because, just because.
Okay, well, I do use an auto tuner on one setup. I have two different rigs set up right now, and I use an end-fed wire. It's almost kind of like what would be called an inverted L. It goes. I use the slingshot and a Zebco fishing reel rig to shoot fishing lines up over the tops of trees. The trees are pretty tall here, and I strung the 12-gauge electrical wire, THHN electrical wire, and I used ceramic insulators at each end and tied it off. So I shot it up over a tree. There's a vertical section of that wire that goes up over the tree, probably about at least 50 feet or so, 60 feet maybe, and then it spans across an opening to another tree that's about as tall. I would say the horizontal part of that wire is about 60 feet off the ground, and then it tapers back down at the other end and is tied off on another tree with a ceramic insulator at the end of the wire. The wire is insulated, and it works very well. It's exactly 347 feet long, and I have that connected to an ICOM AH4 automatic antenna coupler or tuner. And the radio controls that automatically. You just push a button, or if you have it set up through the menu, if you push the microphone button, it automatically tunes. I really don't operate single sideband very much at all. Almost all CW or Morse code.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Do not use a search engine. You'll end up 20, 30 different places you don't want to be. Just put thelibertyman.com in your browser. That's how to get to my website, thelibertyman.com. We keep expanding the COVID-19 updates. The latest one is the movie Plandemic. It's only about 25, 26 minutes long. You really need to watch it. I forwarded the link on my Facebook page to 5,000 people earlier this morning. Also, my website, of course, if you have pain issues, which is pretty ubiquitous, arthritis pain and other sources of pain, if you have sleep issues, another ubiquitous thing with American adults, then I have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Under products, just click on that. You'll have a drop-down menu. You'll see the energy cleaner down there. It's the sixth one down, and it will help. If you have arthritis pain, it will help. If you have pain issues, it will help. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning with the energy I need to meet what's going on that particular day. You can also. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there where you can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, you can do that. I really like PayPal. It's the safest way to make any purchase online. Why is that? Because you're not giving up your credit card information. That's why it's so safe. have a toll-free order line to place orders. Do not call me. You won't get me. Toll-free order line only, 800-592-9543. So again, 800-592-9543. We're talking about emergency survival communications, and Tom was working with Jerry here to help him getting straightened out when we had the break. Go ahead, Tom, continue.
Okay, Jerry, one thing with an NFED wire, sometimes, and you see the, I have trouble explaining this sometimes. I wish I had, if I could sit down with you with a chalkboard, I could explain what's going on. But one thing that may help you is if you get a transformer on or a ballon or an unbalanced transformer, you could do that. But you want to transform the impedance ratio to a lower value. You could do that with a 4-to-1. I have done that on NFED wires, and it helped somewhat. And I purchased one from DX Engineering. I think it was $50 or $60, something like that. Very well made. And you could do that, and that will get the impedance ratio lower. A big problem with an NFED wire and with any kind of a antenna that you're using a tuner or antenna coupler with is that you, and this mistake is made all the time, even by hams that have been ham operators for decades, they attempt to tune the antenna through a length of coaxial cable. You never want to have the coax as part of the tuned circuit. The coax can deliver the RF energy to a network, an RF network being your antenna tuner. That's okay, but once it leaves that antenna tuner, it should go right to that NFED wire or to a balanced transmission line out to a dipole or doublet type antenna. And I have a setup like that too. I can explain in a second, but the first one I was talking about is that ICOM AH4 antenna coupler. I have that going to that 347-foot, and it's basically an NFED wire. It has a vertical component that goes up about 50 feet, and then over the horizontal part that goes over the trees, and then it goes back down, slopes back down to the ground. It works exceptionally well, and it easily can be tuned without any problems at all. From the low part of 160 meters, 1.8 megahertz. And I even used it on 6 meters, and it worked fine. I have no idea what the radiation resistance is of that antenna, and that's an important thing to know when you get into antenna modeling and things. You want to know the radiation resistance of the actual antenna. Important. But I don't know what it is on this one. I never put any instruments on it to check the wire itself and just see where to model it and just see and test it out. I just hooked the thing up and it worked fine. I'll tell you another antenna.
I should be so lucky.
Well, Jerry, another antenna I have, I just looked at the available space, and it was a 300, and I made an antenna that would span that. I reeled out the wire between those two areas. I wanted the, like a dipole, I wanted it to fill into that area, and I made it about 260 feet long. That would be close to a resonant antenna in a 160-meter band. And then I folded the wire in two to find the exact center point, cut it there, put it on a center insulator. The other two ends are on a ceramic insulator and then tied off with some sort of nylon-type heavy-duty cord. And it's attached up. I shot the fishing line over the tops of the trees at both ends, and I supported that antenna that way. So it was... That was a balanced antenna. There was the same amount of wire on each side of the center insulator, and I fed that with a ladder line, the 450-ohm impedance ladder line, and brought that line down to an antenna tuner, coupler type of setup, and it is the tuner I used with that, and I did it for years, and that antenna is still up, and I use a Barker and Williamson VS1500 antenna tuner. I bought that thing brand new probably, well, about 35 years ago. And it's a very nice tuner, and that antenna works exceptionally well, and it tunes all the frequencies. But you have to know where your settings are, and I did some careful testing with that at very low powers, and found out, and I made a tuning chart that gives me, I can dial in those. There's two capacitors and one inductor, one coil in there that's adjustable, and I found out where the best settings were for the various bands, and then you can fine-tune it from there. So you can preset it because the dials are all calibrated, and then you can tune the thing up pretty fast. And there's even ways to tune antennas like that without ever putting a signal on the air. You get them so close that your reflected power would be very low, and you never even put a signal out. Use a noise generator. I've done that many times. I think it's pretty rude to put a signal out over the air as you're trying to tune up on a frequency, but it's done all the time. You hear it on all the bands, and unfortunately, I have no way around it with the automatic coupler on that ICOM transceiver. So, but it happens so fast. I mean, I'd say less than a second that thing is tuned on. I like that automatic antenna tuner. I really do. It takes all the work out of it.
Well, a lot of the hams have automatic tuners, and I can't see anything wrong with them. I opted to a manual, which may be to my mistake, chagrin, maybe is the proper term for that, is I just wanted to learn how it worked and have some hands-on experience.
You're doing it the right way because if you're going to learn and understand the principles behind all of this, how it really works. There's a lot of hams on there these days that the plug and play hams don't have a clue as to what's going on, and
Well, I do envy you. You got started in this when you were very young, and you have the. The capacity, the aptitude to understand all this stuff. Man, like I told you the other day, I'm studying for my extra. And, oh, my goodness, I'm going to stick with it and try to get my extra just because. I guess what frustrates me is so much of this is going to this digital communications with going to the internet, and they got you named them the other day, Fusion and D-Star, and I don't remember all of them, but that's all fine and good so long as we got this technology. But we could very easily go back to pencil, paper, and erasers real quick, and all this digital stuff's not going to do us any good. I guess I'm old school on some of that stuff, but I wished I'd have started this like you did about 55 years ago, and maybe my mental capacity would have been a lot better on comprehending some of this stuff. But so basically you're using that first antenna you described. Is that an end pad or is that... random wire?
Yeah, it's a random wire. I just measured out what I had on the spool. I put up as much as I could in the air. It's 347 feet, the radiating element. And you want a good ground also, Jerry. I put in two ground rods, 8-foot long ground rods, and they are separated by about 3 feet, 3 or 4 feet, and I connected both of those together, and then I grounded that to the radio equipment. That's a good RF ground. You don't want to rely on a unless you have to. I mean, you can't rely on a cold water pipe, a copper water pipe or something. But I've always found that an outside ground rod driven in as deep as you can get it, in 8 feet, is kind of hard to do around here because there's a lot of rocks in the soil. But I got that. I got at least 6 feet of it in the ground on each of those. It wasn't easy, but I got it in there. And then I connected both of those together. Probably could have gotten by with one. But there's actually charts out there that shows the ground resistance in various areas of the country. It's not the best around here, but it worked fine for what I was doing.
Limestone is very prevalent around here, yeah.
Jerry, thank you for your call, Jerry. We need to move on here. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good weekend.
Tom, our next caller is Jewel in Tennessee. Good morning, Jewel.
Morning. Yeah, I have a question to ask about this virus, and that has to do with, you probably know the Chinese culture a lot better than I do, and they lost a lot of doctors. And do you think that they would consider, as well as our doctors considering, of working together, or is that impossible?
For American doctors to work with Chinese doctors?
Correct, because, I mean, it's a serious thing, and
it
I just wonder if they would...
Well, there's two parts to your answer. First of all, can it be done? The answer to that is, of course it could be. The second part is, what purpose would it serve? And I'm not aware of it serving any purpose myself. Their decisions... have been made at the top levels of both the Chinese government and the United States government, which don't necessarily have anything to do with keeping people healthy or having people recover their health. The Chinese had a lockdown that lasted only, I think, 4 weeks, and then they started opening back up again, which was obviously the right thing to do if they were going to do any lockdown at all. So I'm not sure... how that can be answered, Jewel. The time for cooperation was in December for the Chinese government to reveal what was going on to the rest of the world, where they concealed it. And the actions of the Chinese government in December caused everything else to happen that we're experiencing, Jewel. So it's a good thought to have our doctors work with our doctors. I'm not sure at this late date what purpose it would serve. Whatever they found successful in China might be helpful for our doctors to know here. It's difficult to know the answer to that, Jewel.
Well, all right. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John. Oh, John is gone. Never mind. Well, Tom... I have to go back to where we started out in January this year, talking about our mutual concern about what would happen after the first Tuesday in November. That time frame that is gone. They're now talking about a vaccine being ready shortly after Labor Day. I'm even hearing possibly before Labor Day. And it will be mandatory, which, of course, the use of making any medical procedure, treatment, or vaccine mandatory is a violation of the Nuremberg War Tribunal outcome that any medical procedure, medicine, or vaccine can only be offered with informed consent. Informed consent, that means people need to know what it is, and they have to give their free consent. They cannot be coerced or forced into any medical procedure, medicine, our vaccine. That's one of the things that came out of the Nuremberg War Tribunals, wasn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's right, John, and I've heard you discuss that before, and that's something everybody should pay attention to and be willing to ask physicians, nurses, whoever's going to administer any type of injection like that. I don't want any of it. I wonder, can you ask for a material safety data sheet? I would assume there's something
it's
like
called
that
the
available.
Package. It's called the package insert. And
right. Is that the same as a material safety data sheet?
Well, material safety data sheet is something that you would use in your industry. It's very similar. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't think you can graduate from high school with C-minus in science and not know that mercury and aluminum don't belong inside human beings, can you, Tom?
No, you certainly don't want those elements in your body. Absolutely not.
No, not at all. Not at all. And these vaccines have aborted fetal tissue in them, besides mercury, besides the aluminum, and many other things that are harmful to human beings in these vaccines. I have not accepted a vaccine. I got a tetanus shot, I think, maybe 20 years ago. I'll never get any kind of vaccine, including a tetanus shot, ever again. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th of May. Well, Tom, we keep sounding the alarm here, letting people know that time is short. I don't sell or offer anything related to ham radio. You don't sell or offer anything related to ham radio. And if you want to get started, go to the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. Locate your local ham radio club, because that's where the men and women are who will be more than happy to help you understand ham radio, to help you learn what you need to learn to get your ham radio license, and refer you to a place where the test can be given to get that ham radio license. Time is wasting here, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it really is, John. And the benefits of getting involved in a local ham radio club is some of these people have already faced the challenges that you're going to be up against, and they've figured it out, and they're more than happy to share their experiences with you to save you a lot of grief and time that would have to be spent to work these deals out and get everything situated just right. They're willing to help you and get you on the air in a very short period of time. So it's a really valuable resource to learn from others who have already made all the mistakes, and now they're willing to help you avoid some of those mistakes, which is a really good thing with the short amount of time we have to get these radio systems on the air and operating.
That's right. It'll be peace of mind to have the equipment, know how it properly operates, be able to properly operate it. If it's sitting in a closet, never taken out of the box, and you need to do this when there's a crisis pending, it will be a disaster, won't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. And once you are on the air and you learn all these skills, you start learning about antennas and the discussion with Jerry there in Texas, you can see that it can get rather involved and complex. You don't want to be working on those types of things under stress, you know, during a situation that's very stressful. It's a lot nicer to learn these things as you go in a hobby mode and tinker with it when you have time and you're relaxed and don't have to worry about any stresses. So it's wise to study, get your license as soon as you can, learn from the local ham club, even get involved with the ham club before you have even taken the test for your ham license, because you'll learn a lot from them, and they've all traveled down that road.
Came time for me to get my first HC. I didn't pay attention. I bought the nicest ICOM that they had, and what a mistake that was. This thing was incredibly complex. I learned how to work it, but I should have paid attention to the ham people and got what they suggested. So pay attention when they tell you something.
Yeah, they've made all the mistakes, and sometimes these mistakes can be very costly.
Oh, yes.
If you can avoid that. Yes, they can, and you can go forward and get on the air pretty quick, and these people will help you set up your antennas, make adjustments, select the proper equipment. Sometimes some of them have some unused equipment sitting around. They're willing to sell at a pretty good price, help you get on the air at the minimum cost. It doesn't take a ton of money to get this set up.
Tom, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us, sir.
Thank you, John.
The top of the hour break, we hope to be back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.